I'm gonna get my mic's good.
Yes, queen.
That guy from that Christian Harloff from Collider in that
Oh my
video.
gosh, that video is hilarious.
Yeah, that dude, man.
Whoa. I've given 5 years of my life to this franchise. Okay, dude.
And he's full of it. I listened to that to the Jedi Council on Collider.
Is he ever good?
Yeah, it's fine, but it's not.
It's not like
there are plenty, myself included. There are plenty of podcasts, Star Wars podcasts out there that, you know, his version. You should find the audio and play it.
So
his version of like busting one's ass. No, man, he's not even close to paying
us. Like putting in that effort.
I didn't want to say effort, just paying close enough attention. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a decent podcast, and they have their information. But when it comes to the fandom and the level of fandom, he's not getting into it the way that I am or the majority of podcasts are out there. And for his sort of entitlement, and for those that there's
here, I'm trying to find the audio because I know that you tweeted it at us, and I'll have it in just a
moment. When you click the link, there's multiple. There's two cut up version, and then there's like a shorter one where he's fighting with his producer. That's just hysterical.
I did not see the one where he's fighting with his producer. I saw the one that you had tweeted, and when I find it, because I thought this would go much faster, you tweeted it at us yesterday, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I can. Here
oh,
I go.
Oh, Twitter.
Here
Why
we go.
Are you letting me
Here
down?
We go. I got it. Okay. Sam, I'm going to retweet this at you. This is the
second friend.
This is the second clip. You're welcome, friend.
Oh, I found it. But you're tweeting at me the other one?
Yeah, in the clip. So there's the first clip, and then there's a like in the only gob forgives at film gob. They're the ones that tweeted it out.
Yeah.
There's a secondary clip, and I just tweeted you that one.
Which one's better to play?
Oh, they're both good.
Should I play the first one first?
Well, the first one's 2 minutes and 19 seconds. The second one is... Which one is he fighting with his producer?
Click on this. Okay, I see. So the one where he's fighting with his producer, I assume that's what this is 2 minutes. So should I play...
Yeah. Go ahead and play it.
The one where he fights with his producer
first? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one isn't needed for context.
Yeah, so this is Collider. This is a... They host a movie talk. They have a.
They're copying us.
They do. No. This is the flip side. We copied them.
Don't say that.
I mentioned it when we did it. This is where I got the idea from when we do movie talk. Is they used to do this panel and they had one person hosting. Then they had their guests.
Okay.
And they would talk movies it's a daily movie show.
Okay, gotcha.
And then every Thursday they would do the flashbacks. And so that's why the format of how we do movie talk was taken from them. It's really gone downhill. They do this Collider Live, they do this movie talk, they do they have Collider Heroes, they do a Jedi Council. So they have a lot of different shows on their network.
Okay.
This guy Christian Harloff, by the way, pinky's up, he actually had a Claudia Gray, one of the Star Wars novelists, she like named a planet in her book after him.
Oh,
it was like it was like Planet Harloff or something like this. I mean, this dude is really thinks that
his pinkies must hurt.
The bee's knees, the cat's meow.
Clearly, because the video, like everything he was saying, I was just like, ugh, gross. He's so entitled.
It really came out. It really came off bad.
So Galaxy's Edge opened up at Star Wars.
Yes.
The new themed land, a new Star Wars themed land in Southern California. One will be opening up later in the year at Walt Disney World. And the way they did it, it's its own unique planet, hasn't shown up in the movies before. It's all, you go into the park and it's all themed. Like it's all, what's the word I'm looking for? It's, there's nothing out of the theme. Like everything,
okay.
all the cast members play their roles.
Okay.
Everything is priced themed to Star Wars.
Oh, cool.
You can't buy anything that's got like a Star Wars label on it. It's all in universe. Really, really cool.
Very cool. That's really cool.
So there was a lot of shows that were invited to go, a lot of podcasts and people were invited to go, and it debuted last week. And apparently Christian Harloff and his Jedi Council crew, even though other people that work with Collider were not invited. And he had some issues.
He was not happy.
They see Collider.
Yes.
And they go, oh, it's everything.
Correct.
So everything that, you know, that
they already invited Collider.
Well, they think right. They think everything that Christina and Haley will see is that they will now go on Jedi Council and do it. And that's not how it works.
Part of doing your job
and
is
talk about it.
About
yeah,
it,
but I'm going to be stubborn and say I don't want to.
Okay.
You're going to though.
What's that?
You're going to.
I don't want to.
No, because it's our coverage. Haley's got a lot of really good interviews with Imagineers that she's going
to
be posting.
So first of all, I don't want you to do that on the air. You can call me in afterwards.
No.
You know what? So then someone else hosts the show today. It's the second time you've done this. The first time you've done this, you burst in the door, screamed at us because we played the YouTube video
and we didn't know it.
That was the first time.
I went in to let you know that you have been taken off the air already.
I know, but you screamed at us.
I didn't scream.
Roxy, did you yell at us?
I said, "Hey, you were off the air."
Roxy, did he yell at us?
There's a clip. It's pretty.
Yeah, Dad, yeah. The answer is yes.
You yelled at us, and you embarrassed us in front of Kate Mulligan, who was sitting here too. If you want to do this,
oh, it's loading now.
On the air, doing the air. I would much rather you
did. You started this on the air. You started the show by saying you're not going to talk about it on Jedi Council, which is your show.
Okay.
But you're not the producer of it.
I am actually. That was the deal I made with Fernandez.
No,
I'm also
actually. No,
just the same way you didn't know. Didn't know that I was the f-ing head of development at one point, a head of content. Where you're like, oh, I think you're just head of development. I walk into Fernandez. I go, can you clear it up? Content and development. To which now is not the case. You are, and I get it. But if you want to do this on the air, we do it on the air.
Yeah.
But I am absolutely not talking about it today. You can have Roka host it. How about that?
I mean, if you don't want to host the show because
I don't want to.
I'm so sorry you didn't get to go last night.
You're welcome. See, if you want to do this again, we can do it all the time because you have the same.
Oh, it's loading again. No. Too good.
Thing. And what people also don't realize with you, you act hot-headed all the time.
You don't want
you
to
scream
cover
and yell
Collider's
at people,
content.
But you want to do it now. We can do it now.
You don't want to cover Collider's content, is what you're just saying on Collider Live.
Dude, okay,
somebody should have really been like, dude, you need to just chill because you're coming off really bad here.
So there's like the guy that he's arguing with. So you got like main host guy whose mic was louder, and then like the quieter mic was the producer. And then you must have like another kind of assistant producer who probably, I don't know, like answers the phones, does all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah,
who's
the
like
guy sitting down,
who's looking at this guy just like, whoa, this is happening. It's like, dang, dude. And then there's like people that are even standing in the background in the hallway that you can see that are watching this happen. And it is like,
can you pull up the first clip too?
Yeah, we gotta play the first clip because it's crazy too. I do have it here. Right now.
Be done with it. So Frosty, Heidi, and Frank this morning.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do some leaping last
because they said they're giving away tickets to Disneyland and Galaxy's Edge. And today I walked in and Roka's like, oh, here we're going to talk about Jedi Council. Was like, would you want to leave with this or Galaxy's Edge? I go, we're not talking about Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Not talking about it. I go, you know what I'm going to talk about Galaxy's Edge? In 2 years when I go.
Yeah.
Because am I a little butthurt? No, I'm a lot butthurt.
Yeah.
I mean, business sense. To where arguably the Star Wars show itself is the show because that is the Lucasfilm approved Star Wars show, and that's the show.
That is the show.
I think
that is true.
Jedi Council has been one of the leading Star Wars voices for the last 5 years.
He's full of himself.
So I was confused.
He's so full of it.
And this is and I want to make it clear
that
there's a different branch
between
like the marketing. Like there was a writer, freelance writer from Collider that was brought, and then she brought another writer from Collider. Jedi Council was not invited at all. So reached out, said, hey, we really would like to promote it. We'd like to talk about it. People who don't do any views on YouTube or very small sites yesterday.
Yes to what I said. You asked to go and they said no.
Well, originally I did not. There was just no invite that came for all the media. And then I just followed up once and said, hey, so yes, but
did you get a response?
No. And so then I said, I'm not following up again. But I also said that I just don't. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go as a fan, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I want to go. But I'm not going to promote it anymore. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm thinking more business sense than anything else too. If you know that there's all these shows out there, and like the sites are out there, why wouldn't you invite?
You're not
Jeff
thinking
Hansel?
In business sense though.
I am though. Because there's another reason. I don't want to report on other people's reports.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like, well, Jermaine Lussier, who goes to. And everything he reported on this, so I'm gonna go off his report.
If you had been invited, and you
guess what? I'm not. I've been busting my fucking ass being a Star Wars fan for 5 fucking years.
I feel the same way about.
I've been called shill. I've
been busting my butt for 5 years
being a Star Wars fan.
Let me go and experience this thing, and maybe I don't even like it, but I wanted to go.
I completely agree.
I wanted to go, and the fact that it wasn't even. It would have been a thing. You know what? I would have still covered it if they wrote back and we said, we're sorry we missed you on this one. Our spots are all full. Thank you for promoting
us
in general.
No response.
No response.
Aww.
And it's like, you know, f off.
So okay, so if you listen to what his producer was telling him, it sounds like they had like a reporter or whatever. They did send someone from Collider.
I watched the footage.
She had audio, video, everything. Yeah. He was just upset because he didn't get to go. Yeah, he didn't get to go for free and enjoy it too at the same time. Even though like they had a representative from Collider there.
So funny.
It's one thing to feel kind of butthurt and be like bummed that you didn't get this invite.
I get that.
This free invite.
I get that. There have been similar situations for me when I felt like I would, I somewhat expected to get like a media invite to an event or something and it didn't come. And I was like, oh. And that was it. That was it. I went, oh, and I moved on with my life.
Yeah, you just learned.
And I didn't come on the show the next day and spend a half an hour ranting about it and saying, well, guess what? I'm not going to cover it now.
And,
Galaxy's Edge is going to really suffer.
That's the equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Jedi Council dude isn't going to talk about it. Oh, no.
The
whole thing's a bust now.
That's like the equivalent of some like event happening or something. And say they invite like John and John goes and he gets a bunch of like audio, whatever, and content from the event. And then you get all butthurt because you didn't get invited. And then you fight with John and say, I don't even want to be on the show today.
Yeah. Yeah. Find someone else. Yeah. Find someone else to be Drew.
Yeah.
But it was even rational. Like he even laid out, there was a couple of people that were freelance writers that probably had better connections than he did. It wasn't like other show. It wasn't like Movie Talk or Collider Heroes. The group was invited to go. And I don't even know a lot of podcasts that were other podcasts that were invited to go. You know, I think it was just him specifically. He thinks that he's that big of a deal.
Yes, clearly.
That to me, that his response is one of, in my opinion, one of the best examples of the mentality of that part of the fandom that feels so betrayed by the Disney Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. It's that same type of, you know, you don't have to like a movie and I won't go there, but be that as it may, it's that type of entitlement that individuals have that even when it comes to the properties and the way the stories are crafted. There was a picture of somebody on Twitter. He's standing there in front of the Millennium Falcon at Galaxy's Edge. He's at Galaxy's Edge. Last week when it opened, and he's standing there with his shirt smiling, and his shirt says, Luke deserved better.
Oh, my God!
I'm just like, you're digging to The Last Jedi, but how much money did you spend to go to Galaxy's Edge? Right. You're giving to Disney right now to make more of these films that you apparently hate? Whatever, dude.
This guy in Collider is just like, this is just big Disney.
Oh, he's getting lambasted. Okay. It's hysterical.
Do you think he regrets doing it now?
Oh, he won't. He's one of those guys that won't. He'll dig his heels
double
in.
Down.
Yeah, he'll double it down and dig his heels in.
It's like any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I got more people talking about us.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah. Look at
you guys
all
brought
these
us more attention.
Tweets.
Or look at our views. Our views are through the roof now.
Yeah.
So dumb. It's just Star Wars people. I love Star Wars, but goodness gracious.
I am so sick of Star Wars people. Present company excluded, of course.
I'm just sick of fandoms in general.
Yeah, man, I'm done. I'm over it. I'm not paying attention to them anymore. I just don't care. I don't need to know what their opinion is about something I either enjoy or didn't.
Yeah. Right.
I know what I like, and I know why I like it, and I don't have to defend it.
Nope.
And I don't have to answer for it.
Nope. Yep.
And if you don't, cool. I don't care. I don't care.
Nope.
People get mad when they find out that you liked something that they thought. I mean, you saw it with the Game of Thrones last season.
Oh my gosh.
Like people would get mad at you if you're a Game of Thrones fan and you like don't jump on the bandwagon of hate on the way this final season played out.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I watched every episode and thought it was great.
It's so dumb.
And then
kill me.
There's a great photo going around of a whole group of anti-vaxxers all dressed in full Star Wars costumes outside of Disneyland when they opened up the park the other day for Galaxy's Edge. They've all got their anti-vax.
Why? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I don't. It's popular, so we're going to jump on things that are popular.
Don't understand.
It's just dumb.
Fun stuff. Yeah, I'm really enjoying, though. It took me a while. A lot of people were being on Twitter, it took me, I saw some people commenting on it, but they weren't saying who it was. And so it took some
to find it.
Yeah, it took some investigative reporting until I finally was able to land on, because I'm like, everyone's like, the moment you made a comment, I knew exactly who you were talking about without hearing the audio. And I'm like, that could be like a dozen people that I know.
I'm glad that they were tweeting about it, though, and like not giving the guy's actual like identity.
Yeah, at first, until I found it.
I'm glad that people were like tweeting about it, not giving him any extra notoriety, I guess, with his name being attached to it, because he doesn't deserve more listeners.
Somebody tweeted, I was invited to Galaxy's Edge, but respectfully declined because deep down in my heart of hearts, I know I haven't put in the work.
I haven't earned it.
I'm not worthy.
Oh my God.
I watched some videos of people going there for opening day.
It sounds so cool.
It does, but I was so glad I wasn't there. The crowd.
Right, yeah, the crowd.
Really? It was just, they're.
I thought it wasn't it like invite only?
They
or is
are.
That, okay.
They're limiting, you get 4 hours inside the park itself, and they have to do like a lottery system. If you stay at the hotel, you are guaranteed to get a spot at some point during the day.
Okay.
But if not, you purchase your tickets at Disneyland, and then you basically put in for your access to Galaxy's Edge, and they give you 4 hours to go and visit that portion of the park. But the opening day for the public, it was just it was insane. Although I didn't hear anybody complain that it was overcrowded, so I think they actually did a good job of managing.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, hopefully we can go next year. That's my plan. My plan is to try to go next year.
It would be a blast. It would be a lot of fun. So cool. Show trip.
I'm down with that.
What? I can't get you to do an escape room for my birthday? But you'll go to California.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the way these games are played? That should not be a surprise to you at all.
No, it really shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't be.
I am so sad.
You should not be sad. It has nothing to do with you.
I am shocked, John. Shocked.
You're not doing an escape room today. What are you throwing this on him for?
Wow, Drew, that was aggressive.
Oh, I'm the aggressive one.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow.
Oof.
You just came at him super hard.
Well, yeah.
Was that not aggressive, what you did?
I did not. I
wasn't taking her very seriously, so I mean, I wasn't personally feeling aggressed.
Aggressed.
I texted Sam on Saturday, and I was like, hey, escape room Monday.
Hey.
Let's do this.
I know. Okay, yes, Yes, and.
So. Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. I told you why I didn't get
But not until 4 a.m. this morning when I woke up.
I forgot to text you on Saturday. I'm sorry.
And Sunday.
No, I texted you technically on Sunday.
Technically. Yeah.
Technically.
And well after I went to bed.
I don't know what time you go to bed.
Yeah. Let's see what time you sent the text.
It was like 10:30.
Yeah, we could reasonably assume. You know me well enough, and we've done this together long enough.
Yeah, but I mean, okay.
It's 10:30. He's asleep.
Trying.
I'm not mad.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm not mad. It's your birthday. You do what you want.
You sound mad.
I am not mad.
Oh, man, that's cool. Sorry. Sorry, I'm watching video stuff.
You're cool, John.
That's cool. Thanks, Sam. I think you're pretty cool too.
Oh, thanks, Drew. You're all right.
Thanks.
You're 1 year older.
Sitting here minding my own business.
This isn't fair, Drew. This goes to what you were saying a moment ago. Somebody tweeted out as Fred Jacobs, for what it's worth, talking about the Elton John movie.
Okay. You
know? Better than Bohemian Rhapsody? Some people definitely think so. Yeah. Certainly a lot more creative and risky. It's like,
that's a stretch.
Well, I just mean this, just the comparisons, you know? Oh, it's not as good as that other one you came out.
And that's kind of like how.
Well, everybody's, that's natural.
I know. It's still annoying.
Of course it's going to get compared to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of what I said, along the lines of what I was saying on Movie Talk last week, is that I just feel like there needed to be more room in between Bohemian Rhapsody and this one. What is this one called? I don't even remember.
Rocket Man.
Between Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man, just because they are going to be compared so much, I guess. But now we're probably going to get a bunch of musical biopics. Now it's probably going to be the big thing. It's going to be like the new rom-com era.
Between the battle over Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man, I hate to say it, but Rocket Man wins. And Elton John's still alive, so.
Well, yeah.
Too soon?
just,
Went to see Ma this weekend. I was really looking forward to it, but it was kind of
It did not live up to expectations.
I thought it was okay.
Ma was meh.
It was okay. Yeah. It didn't suck. But the only reason it didn't suck is because Octavia Spencer is great.
I love Octavia Spencer.
And she's fantastic in her role. She does a fantastic job. But that's really about the only redeeming thing about the story and the plot. And the one of those horror movies where it relies on the stupidity of the main characters to make it, you know, to make the evil plans all come together.
I don't like movies like that.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, like you said, it was okay. You know, it wasn't bad. It didn't suck, but probably not gonna rewatch it.
The viewing of Godzilla with the boys met expectations. They were both very. Kyle was very pleased. He was very much looking forward to seeing it. So, and it held up on a second viewing for me.
Oh, good.
Did not go see Ma. It's a fun movie. You should go see Godzilla. It's fun.
I didn't see the first one. Wow. Godzilla's not my thing, man.
Wow, apparently not. I'm surprised.
Wow.
That, you know, all right.
Not my thing. Never been a big Godzilla thing.
No, all right, fine.
All right.
Fine.
Okay.
It's fine that you feel that way.
That's fine. That's fine. It's just, I thought I knew you.
I cleansed my palate by rewatching the Horrible Bosses movies. I love those movies. Horrible Bosses and Horrible Bosses 2. They're so good.
I think they're really good, too.
They're really funny.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman has been in, like, most of the really good comedies of the last decade or so.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I like Game Night a lot.
Yeah, because he's been in, let's see.
A lot of movies.
He's been in a lot of really good, a lot of really good movies lately.
Game Night, The Horrible Bosses. I think one of his underrated movies is Bad Words.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's in my Plex. You should check it out sometime.
Yeah.
It's good. I saw it in the theater and I was kind of bored, but when I rewatched it at home, it worked a lot better. So I think it's one of those, it's a home movie, not a theater movie.
He's got some good shows too.
Ozark is amazing.
I was about to say Ozark. I mean,
Ozark is so good. Ozark is like Breaking Bad, Sopranos, Game of Thrones level good TV.
I need to because I've watched a few episodes of Ozark, and there's the reason why I haven't watched more. It's because I watched a few episodes of Ozark, and I had started it. This was, I don't know, it was like when the first season had just come out. So this was like a year and a half, 2 years ago or something. I started watching it with a guy that I was dating at the time, and we watched the first few episodes, and then he, I didn't see him for a few days, and in that time, he watched like all of them without me, and I was like,
oh.
I was like,
not cool.
That should have been red flag number one.
Yeah. Is that right? You're not dating him anymore? Because it should be the reason why you're not dating him.
No, but that should have been when I.
That's like things. Couple rules now.
Right?
There are some shows that you wait and you watch together.
If you start a show with somebody,
it's important to have shows that you don't watch together.
Yes.
Like you got to have some that like okay, green light to watch this one when you're not around.
Yeah, like it's your show.
But yeah, it's if you have shows that you watch together, that is that's a violation of relationship rules there.
It's a violation of trust. I feel like if you start a series together and you watch like 3 to 4 or maybe 5 episodes together and then all of a sudden you go and blow through all of them alone.
Yeah.
I started watching an Amazon Prime show, a new one called Good Omens this weekend. And I really liked it. I thought it was very clever and whimsical and unique and interesting. So I was like, I watched the first 2 episodes because I got up at like 5:30 on Saturday morning and I liked it so much. I was like, I'm going to stop watching this right now. And when Melissa gets up and later on the day when we sit down and we're going to watch some TV, I'll put them back on. I'll rewatch them with her because I think she'd really like it. So I did that, you know, and I was like, hey, sit down, let's watch Good Omens. I watched these first 2. She was not into it. She was clearly bored. And a little part of me was like, cool.
Now you have your own show.
Now I got something I can watch on my own.
And if you do watch it without your significant other or spouse, you just don't tell them. Just watch it again.
Yeah,
I know.
I've done that. Yeah, but I didn't feel like waiting.
I showed up. I'm pretty sure
Melinda's done that to me many times.
It was like I showed up at his house and was like, oh, let's watch Ozark. And he was like, I already watched all of them. And I'm like,
not cool.
I was like,
not
what? Cool.
Well, clearly you think this relationship is over, and so do I.
I should have.
Peace out.
Like, now I feel like 2019 Sam would be like, peace out, dude.
Yeah.
But 2017 Sam was not, so.
Yeah, that is not cool. Yeah.
That should have been big old red flag number one.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of nonsense
it
right
is.
There.
It is. It is. Just a jerk move. So,
I wouldn't tolerate it.
No, yeah, I shouldn't have. And now I've just never picked it back up. But I really, really liked what I did.
And I've had a hard time trusting anyone ever since.
Well.
Well.
Pretty much.
All right, let's do some promos. I want to go.
Okay. Yeah, I got cake to eat.
Oh, do you now?
Not until later.
Dolls, what kinds of cakes do you have?
We always have Dairy Queen cake for birthdays.
Dairy Queen cake. Yeah. What flavor?
Just classic Dairy Queen cake. Because they are, it's like, have you never had a Dairy Queen cake? Well, it's like vanilla on top, and then there's like this crunchy stuff, and then chocolate on the bottom.
Okay.
It's an ice cream cake.
That's right. An ice cream cake.
All right, that's okay. That's good. It's vanilla ice cream. Good.
Well, no, because there's chocolate on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So it's, but they're not like mixed together. It's not like a marble cake. It's like a delicious both.
Okay.
It's a delicious both.
Yes. It's a delicious both. Yes. I need to open up promos. Hold on. Yeah, I get a lot of cake within like this week because it's my sister's birthday, and then 6 days later it's my birthday, and then 6 days later it's my mom's birthday. My family eats a lot of Dairy Queen in that time.
Yeah, okay. Be careful when you get older. I think right now your metabolism's fine, but just be careful if that trend continues and you're still at home, because take it from someone who knows. Suddenly, where did all this come from? It was all those meat lovers' pizzas.
I'm ready for the daily promo.
Oh, there's a horse. Hot, please, needs to bring it. Stops. Millions. 20 millions. I was watching a movie this weekend. There was a Russian guy on there, and they were doing bidding. And the way he said it was so just typical. I's bid 20 millions. Oh. It's like 20 million, dude.
Dude.
20 millions.
Dude, what are you doing?
Oh, it is more than 1 million, so...
Is that proper? Is 20 millions proper?
No, I don't think so, but...
20 millions.
I mean, I'll allow it.
I think if he were to say one, he'd be like, 1 millions. Okay, sorry.
$1 million.
I'll do blue.
Okay.
Coming up in the Tuesday edition of Justice and Drew.
Minnesota has spent over $5 billion to close the achievement gap. Nope.
No, that was right.
No, I know. My brain stumbled. I know.
Yes, yeah, done stumbled.
You had made no mistakes.
I was thrown off by how quickly.
Error-free performance up until that point.
I was thrown off by how quickly Sam had engaged in doing the. I was like, whoa, we're already doing it. And my brain was stunted.
Coming up in the Tuesday edition of Justice and Drew.
Minnesota has spent over $5 billion to close the achievement gap. So how has that worked out? We'll tell you in the 7 o'clock hour.
Also, comedians Tim Slagle and Brian Miller will be in to tell us about Crash and Burn Week at Acme Comedy Company.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9 Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. I have a headache. I don't know why.
I have medicine.
I might have some, actually.
Okay. Well, if you don't,
thanks,
do.
Thanks, friend.
It's not prescription. It's just Tylenol in a prescription bottle.
Oh, if it's not the good stuff, I don't want it.
I even crossed it off and I put Ty on the little thing, so.
So that nobody would be mistaken.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Tuesday morning on Justice and Drew, after spending over $5 billion to tackle the achievement gap in Minnesota, how are we doing?
Find out tomorrow, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Promos so specific.
Such specificity.
Like making them specific.
Specificity.
They're very specific. They're very Pacific.
Super Pacific. They're basically California.
I mean, California was only like part of it. It's Pacific. You should be like, they're basically Hawaii.
Oh, true. They're basically Asia.
All Pacific.
They're basically Japan.
Basically Guam.
You went geographical pinkies up.
Pink, pink.
You got all sweet. You didn't go pinkies up. You got all sweaty. You got all sweaty about it.
Why did he get
sweaty? You got all sweaty.
There was zero sweat.
If we're being specific.
Geographically.
And then Hawaii is all specific.
You got all geeky
silly.
On me.
Yeah. Just being silly.
Got all sweaty.
It's just trying to take part in the silliness.
Christian Harloff got all sweaty about Star Wars. That was definitely him getting sweaty.
Yeah, you're
he turned
Christian
specific
Harloff.
Into Pacific, and I wanted to participate. And this is what happens when I do.
Specifically do.
And I get upon.
Wow. Do I believe that? I don't even know.
He gets William Shatner.
I just won't, participate in the fun.
It's not true.
Oh, Drew's in. You said something. Pinky's up.
Ready, y'all pinkies.
Prepare.
Drew has spoken.
Just being silly.
Prepare the beacons of pink.
Sounds weird.
That does sound weird. I apologize.
Really weird.
Didn't come off the way that I'd hoped.
Drew, at least you didn't sound gross like
that. Yeah, I didn't sound gross.
But kind of. Pax! You are listening? You're listening to Joe Pags.
Tuesday morning on Justice and Drew, after spending over $5 billion to tackle the achievement gap in Minnesota, how we doing?
Find out tomorrow, 6 to 9, on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
How we doing?
How we doing?
How we doing?
How we doing?
Yeah. How we doing?
How you doing?
How we doing?
How you doing?
We don't know. We'll find out. Spoiler alert. Not good.
No, it's not. It's tricky. It's tricky to navigate,
it's tricky.
Drew. It's tricky to navigate.
It's tricky.
It's fine.
I don't know. A lot of people got rich, though. So that's all that matters. That's what's really important.
It's tricky. Rock around you. Rock around.
A lot of superintendents are living in really nice houses. So
tricky.
And union leaders are doing incredibly well.
Closing argument. You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Tuesday morning on Justice and Drew. After spending over $5 billion to tackle the achievement gap in Minnesota, how are we doing?
Spoiler alert, not good, but find out tomorrow, 6 to 9. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Did we ever find out what the P was in IHOP, what they changed it to?
No.
Boy, that's so random. How did that occur to you?
It was on the Fox News.
It was on the news this morning. IHOP was tweeting, "What does the P stand for?"
Yeah, they're going to change their name again.
It was
IHOB last time. They made it International House of Burgers. So what might they do with the P this time?
International House of, please give us attention.
It says the 1 hour ago, fast.
Having a P back into our name, can you guess what it stands for? And I'm like,
are they going to be Pie Hop?
Hold on.
Were they I-Ho up until this
gonna
point?
It's going to be Pie. Watch. It's going to be Pie.
For decades, yeah, International pie. House of Pancakes.
It's going to be Pie.
Or porn.
Boy, they would certainly isolate a big, large portion of their audience while gaining and attracting a whole new one. They announced it. See, it says, Pino, the ideas.
Yeah, this says this tweet says, "What could the P be? Find out June 3rd."
That's today.
So they're. Oh, shut up! This is so stupid. Now the branding is having a bit of fun on the idea of pancakes and the definition of a pancake. This year, we listen to the internet and are sticking to what we do best, which is pancakes. We're just now calling our steak burgers pancakes.
What?
We contacted some people who told us to stick to pancakes last year for this year's campaign. So the trolls have teasing quite potatoes, zucchini, and carrots. So why not beef, right? Oh, this is dumb.
It's literally a cake that you make. That's the point. Doesn't matter what's really in it, but it's a cake that goes in a pan, okay? You can't just, like, call a steak burger a pancake. No, I don't care if there's breading in it. It needs to be in a pan. It needs to be pan-shaped. It needs to be flat.
Jeez.
I hate this.
Hot takes from Sam.
I hate this.
This is a really a stretch.
this is a really stretch. Is this avocado a pancake?
We're going to call our burgers a pancake. Rawr. Would you like a pancake burger? No, because that sounds gross.
That's terrible.
That sounds like a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
And things that shouldn't go together.
This is dumb. I have... On Twitter, June 1st, had a poll that said, what could the P be? Option 1, pancakes. Option 2, pancakes. Option 3, pancakes. Option 4, pancakes. Guess what won?
Yeah, they should have put porn on that list. Guess what would have won?
Yeah. It would have been more interesting if they'd put something else on there. This is dumb. Of course. course you're the International House of Pancakes. That's the point.
So angry.
Yeah. I don't think we should talk about it on tomorrow's show.
No.
In protest.
Yeah. No, I think that we should say that we're not going to talk about it and then rant about it for half an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you can duplicate that rant, because that was fiery. Very instinctive and genuine.
I will. I'm very passionate about pancakes, and I hate that they are trying to, I don't even know, monetize stupidity.
Where do you guys land if they're put in front of you? Drew, you got a pancake, and you got they're both equally delicious in taste, pancake or waffle. What do you do?
Oh, man.
Pancake.
I'm waffles.
I'm waffle.
Yeah, waffles all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, waffles are so good.
Yeah, they're both good. But I would probably lean pancakes.
They're like little tiny square, like pools, so you can put the butter and syrup in.
Just pools of paradise is what they are.
See, that's what I don't like about waffles. That's why I prefer pancakes, because I can spread the butter evenly across the entire uniform surface.
Oh, you need to take some time to spread that butter equally in every single one of those squares.
Yeah, Drew, you spread that butter.
So weird.
I'm afraid to say anything.
Spread the butter, Drew.
You guys have effectively silenced me. Because every time I say something, I get a raft of nonsense.
I will give you
no rafts.
That's a
very pinkies up response you just gave.
See?
I am above your jokes and tomfoolery.
That's not it at all. I would very much enjoy taking part in the jokes and the tomfoolery.
Spread the butter, Drew. Spread it.
Yeah, spread the butter. Spread the butter of fools.
I get
all over us.
Do you guys do sticks of butter, or do you do
it quickly? Turns on me every time I do.
Do you guys do sticks of butter, or do you do like the country crock and the smooth
spread.
The tub of butter?
Spread.
Is that the country crock? Is that what you?
I like sticks of butter that are soft.
Yeah, hard sticks of butter like the worst.
I'm like, what do I do with this?
And they can't
other
get
than
into
beat
it.
Someone with it.
You try to spread it, it just tears apart whatever it is you're trying to spread it on.
it just
shreads the pancake or
feel terrorized
bread
by the butter.
Or whatever.
No,
yeah.
But like a soft stick of butter. Perfect.
Can you use it like a? That'd be a good invention.
No,
like a little, you know, like you put the chalk, like the sidewalk chalk and the little holders you can put them in for kids. Should do that with butter where you can put the stick of butter in the holder and then you can rub it on.
Yeah, they have that.
Oh, do they make that? Yeah. Of course they have.
Can you re-explain what you're trying to tell me?
You put the stick of butter in a holder and then you use it like a marker. You spread the butter like this.
Oh, yeah, they have those.
Okay, yeah, of course they do.
All right, I got to go.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I need to go find some butter. Bye.